The United Nations High Commission for Refugees, UNSARA, August 17, 2017 report indicates Uganda hosts over 1.2 million South Sudanese refugees. However, not all of these stay inside refugee settlement camps. Many have moved to urban areas in Uganda's Arua district. This voluntary relocation has come with mixed feelings. Dilika George and Vita Henry investigate.
That is noise of people as they go about their daily activities in River Oli division of Arua municipality. This area is one of the places hosting South Sudanese refugees in big numbers. However, it is also evident that many of such residents come with various behaviors. Local councils of River Oli Division believe some of such behaviors are acceptable in their communities. Andama Godfrey is the LC1 chairperson of prison cell River Oli Division in Arua municipality. He says there are close to 200 South Sudanese refugees living in prison cell. According to Godfrey, the South Sudanese refugees and the local community members relate well and share the various services found in his area. He says in his area, they have government facilities such as schools, Oli Health Center 3, Arua prisons, and the police. They don't discriminate. They are all one people. However, Godfrey says those who break the law will pave their way into prison. My colleague and I met Pony Jacqueline, one of the ward residents. She complains of injustice she and her fellow South Sudanese residents experience in the area.
Of renting, they said these are Sudanese. Then they increase the rate of renting, which I'm feeling as if it is not really fair. And then the issue of fetching water, like during the dry season, when you go to Boaho, you find them there. They first wanted them to fetch water before you fetch us the Sudanese, and you have no voice. Again, in the market, when you go and ask things with English, they increase the price. I really feel bad.
Depending on who you meet, there are mixed feelings coming with the ever-increasing number of South Sudanese people pouring into different areas of the district. I caught up with a local electrician, Ejua Esau, and a resident of prison cell, River Oli Division, Arua municipality. He says he has never encountered any bad experience since he began living with the South Sudan people who reside here, saying the relationship with the refugees is not bad. However, Ejua went on to say, there are many such people who also behave arrogantly, and that arrogance is one of the characteristics of South Sudanese people all over the country. I am Driliga George and my colleague Vita Henry from Arua.